It's Wednesday, February 8th. This is The Gateway. I'm Wayne Pratt. North St. Louis County rapper Nando STL has a deal with hitmaker T-Pain, but the hip-hop artist didn't always have his sights set on music.
I might as well try as now or never. And then it turned into this. It wasn't supposed to be this. It was just supposed to be a hobby.
In just a few minutes, St. Louis Public Radio's Chad Davis talks to Nando about his musical journey. Missouri has carried out its third execution in as many months. Leonard Taylor was put to death last night by lethal injection at the state prison in Bon Terre. The 58-year-old was convicted of the 2004 killings of his girlfriend and her three children in Jennings. Taylor maintained his innocence, saying he was in California at the time of the killings. Late appeals to Governor Mike Parson and the U.S. Supreme Court were rejected. A proposed Senate bill in Jefferson City is being compared to Florida's Don't Say Gay legislation. As St. Louis Public Radio's Sarah Kellogg reports, it focuses on sexual orientation and gender identity.
The legislation bars any teacher, counselor, school nurse, or other employee from talking about those topics with students. There is an exception that allows a licensed mental health provider to have such a discussion with prior permission from a parent. Senator Mike Moon, the sponsor of the legislation, pushed back against the notion that it was a Don't Say Gay bill, saying his aim is to protect children from those conversations. But Senator Greg Razor, who is the only openly LGBTQ member of the Missouri Senate, said he has never felt more disrespected over a bill and that it erases him as a person in public schools.
In my own district, a teacher would not be able to tell them that their senator is gay.
The committee heard testimony from people supporting and opposing the bill, though ultimately more people testified against it. In Jefferson City, I'm Sarah Kellogg, St. Louis Public Radio.
A plan to increase pay for state workers no longer includes Missouri's governor or state legislators. The Missouri Independent reports the House Budget Committee has decided against raises for elected officials. Governor Mike Parson has proposed an 8.7% pay hike for state of Missouri employees. It's a strategy to help deal with workers leaving state government for other jobs. The legislation includes a shift differential increase from 30 cents to $2 an hour for some night workers. Removing elected officials and lawmakers from the proposal could save the state more than $285,000. The package is expected to reach the House floor tomorrow. Missouri Board of Education members are disappointed with Governor Mike Parson's reluctance to fund some literacy initiatives. St. Louis Public Radio's Kate Grumke reports.
Missouri's Department of Elementary and Secondary Education is launching a few initiatives to make sure schools are teaching kids to read using methods backed by research. But after state education leaders asked for funding for the reading initiatives, the governor didn't grant that request in this year's budget proposal. Members of the Board of Education expressed frustration in their monthly meeting, including Peter Hirschend.
That's deeply concerning because we talk and we get criticized because the scores aren't changing. Things aren't happening. And literacy, fundamental, and no support.
The budget proposal is being discussed in the legislature and could still change. I'm Kate Grumke, St. Louis Public Radio.
The mayor of St. Charles and a city council member are advancing to a runoff election in April. Dan Borgmeyer and Tom Besselman were the top vote-getters in yesterday's primary. Borgmeyer is seeking a second term as mayor. Businesswoman Vinita Powell was also on yesterday's ballot. The general election for mayor of St. Charles is April 4th. A legislative response to a corruption scandal that brought down three former St. Louis aldermen has received initial approval from their former colleagues. St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lippman explains.
The bill likely would not have stopped the three aldermen from accepting bribes in exchange for passing development incentives. But going forward, it requires the St. Louis Development Corporation to gather more information about development projects and present that information to the aldermen so they have a more complete picture. It is also meant to increase transparency by requiring agencies like the Land Clearance or Redevelopment Authority to live stream their meetings, says 25th Ward Alderman Shane Cohn. He's the measure's lead sponsor.
Particularly boards like the LCRA, where tax incentives are debated regularly before they're brought over here to the Board of Aldermen, those will be more accessible.
A final vote on the measure is expected Friday. Mayor Tashara Jones is likely to sign it. I'm Rachel Lippman, St. Louis Public Radio.
Nashville-based singer-songwriter Buddy Montlock is releasing a new album this month. It includes a song based on one of his ancestors who grew up on a farm northeast of Rolla during the Civil War. St. Louis Public Radio's Jonathan Aul reports.
Buddy Mondlock's great-great-grandfather is the inspiration for the song Jackson Petty. Petty was 13 at the start of the Civil War. At that time, soldiers would come through farms like his family's in Canaan, Missouri, looking for supplies and recruits. Mondlock says his parents had a plan.
I guess they told him that, you know, if they come and see you, they're going to recruit you. I mean, you're going to be forced to join whatever side comes through, because they were really looking for basically anybody taller than a rifle. You know, was fair game, I think.
Young Jackson Petty hid in the cornfields and evaded the raiding parties. And while he had a good life and became a father himself, Mondlock says Jackson Petty never got over the trauma.
But when World War I started in Europe, and there was a lot of talk here about our side joining in, he just apparently became fixated on this idea that his sons were going to be taken away from him and made to fight in this war. And as my grandmother told me, he just couldn't handle that thought, and he ended up taking his own life.
He died in the same cornfield that saved him from being conscripted when he was a child. Mondlock says he wrote Jackson Petty years ago, but didn't record it until now. And he's happy that his tour to introduce his new album, Filament, includes stops close to where Jackson Petty lived. Buddy Mondlock will perform Friday night in Rolla at the Ozark Actors Theater, and on Saturday night at the Focal Point in St. Louis. In Rolla, I'm Jonathan Aul, St. Louis Public Radio. Jackson Petty.
Fernando Tillman II's musical roots include playing drums at church and in the Hazelwood Central High School Band. Now, the 31-year-old North St. Louis County artist is building a career in hip-hop as Nando STL. As St. Louis Public Radio's Chad Davis reports, Nando is charting a path to music stardom with a new album and a record deal with hitmaker T-Pain.
Nando STL has had big wins and losses in the last few years. He saw shows canceled during the coronavirus pandemic and went through a serious breakup. But Nando found a way to appreciate the ups and downs and channel that into his music.
When you up, enjoy being up, because that don't mean nothing but a down is on the way. And when you down, just know that up is coming. That's really what the project is about.
His debut album is out in May, following the release of its lead single, Yoda.
You ain't even got no whispering. I'ma need y'all to disband. Y'all not a part of this band.
The song features verses from Florida rapper and singer Young Cash and T-Pain. Nando's come a long way from working a 9-to-5 as a financial advisor at Wells Fargo. Several years ago, he was taking calls from clients and helping them with investments. But while coworkers met during the weekend, he would hit the studio, recording music heavy on rap, but balanced by melody. Nando eventually recorded his first single, I Don't Even Smoke.
Don't gotta pay, but I've been mad if I don't find one today, cause baby, let me tell you something. You can't tell me nothing when these waves is busting.
And I heard about the 2018 single got traction locally, and Nando says that was enough for him to make a shift.
I might as well try, it's now or never. And then it turned into this. It wasn't supposed to be this. It was just supposed to be a hobby.
Nando wants people who listen to his music to understand that life's a journey that requires perseverance, and even when you take losses, there's always space to grow. It's a message he highlights in his single, Outside.
When you hesitate, I didn't came a long, 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 long way. I'm outside now, dog. I'm outside now.
Nando plans to take his music even further and has a collaboration with Nelly on the way. I'm Chad Davis, St. Louis Public Radio.
Our David Casares edited that report. Mark Degon edited the piece from Jonathan Aul. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Wayne Pratt.